Quarantined hogs are not a total loss, since producers can still sell them for slaughter. The virus does not affect humans, so the meat is safe to eat. But the disease can kill growing hogs, and for those that survive, it adds thousands of dollars to the cost of getting them to market. Southern Minnesota producer Kurt Unke has seen the bills pile up.
Just all the blood testing itself and the time to get it done, and of course, the vaccine expense. And, you know, your pigs do not grow as good when you have pseudo.
Those slower growth rates require more feed to get the animals to market weight. The extra cost is an added blow to hog farmers already facing depressed market prices. The disease also limits some of the available markets for Minnesota pork producers. Unke says South Dakota officials refuse entry to pseudo rabies infected hogs because they're concerned the virulent Minnesota strain will spread to their herds.
Even though we raise as good a hogs as anywhere in the country, you have another state say, well, we don't want Minnesota hogs because of the pseudo. That's bad.
The disease causes respiratory and reproductive problems, striking hardest at young pigs, killing many at birth. Pseudo rabies less frequently kills adult hogs, but it has done that this winter in southern Minnesota. The virus is spread readily through saliva and mucus, but it can also travel through the air. Once infected, a hog carries the virus the rest of its life and may pass it on to other animals, including cats and dogs. The disease got its name from the rabies-like symptoms it produces in dogs, such as foaming at the mouth. State veterinarian Tom Haggerty says the number of infected hog herds in Minnesota has been declining steadily this decade. In fact, officials had hoped to eradicate the disease by next year, something which seems unlikely now. Haggerty has theories, but isn't sure what caused the winter flare-up.
Whether it was the fact that we have experienced a great deal of swine influenza, which we know will trigger the pseudorabies, or if just the fact that producers were unable or unwilling to maintain their vaccination schedule.
Haggerty speculates low hog prices force producers to cut costs, with pseudorabies vaccinations among the items discarded. Haggerty says since last fall, records show the amount of vaccines sold is not enough for the number of hogs in the state. Producer Kurt Unke says some farmers wonder about other reasons for the outbreak.
We have done a lot of expansion in this area in the last 5 to 7 years.
Some believe the growth of the hog industry contributed to the pseudorabies outbreak. Unke farms in Martin County's Rutland Township, one of the most hog-intensive townships in the state's top pork-producing county. New hog farms dot the landscape. Pseudorabies is rampant, and farmers speculate the hog buildings are just the right distance apart to provide a stepping stone-like path for the virus to travel. State veterinarian Haggerty says the problem with the stepping stone theory is that no one knows if the virus can ride the wind from farm to farm, because it's not certain just how far it can travel.
People talk about a quarter mile, 1 mile, maybe mile and a half, but I don't think that there's ever been a good enough study done to say that the virus will go X number of miles under certain temperature and environmental conditions.
Another theory is that the virus was carried from farm to farm by vehicles. Hog producer Kurt Unke suspects the semis used to transport hogs to market.
In the wintertime, it's very hard for the trucker to keep the truck spotless, washed, disinfected, cleaned out in between, you know, different farms. I guess my concern is that there's always a possibility of transferring, whether it's pseudo or any other bug that the industry can get here, without having the trucks clean, washed, disinfected in between groups.
State veterinarian Haggerty says Minnesota law requires that trucks be disinfected after hauling quarantined hogs. But he says whether truckers follow that requirement is mostly on the honor system.
I know we do not have the personnel to do any sort of enforcement of that.
It's also possible that the southern Minnesota outbreak is a new strain of pseudorabies. The virus has mutated in the past, most recently in the 1960s. Researchers say chances that something similar happened this winter are remote, but they are isolating and studying the virus to make sure. This is Mark Stile, Minnesota Public Radio.